This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Wake it up!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away
in the morning
when I die, hallelujah, by and by.
Hey, Bob.
We need to get T-Bone on to sing the bass part of that.
Oh, yeah. One of the Statlers.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 7-Eleven. I'm shocked you chose that. Why, Fat Boy, for your rejoin?
I got another one. I mean, it's the same song by somebody else. So we'll see which one you like better.
This is actually Liberace playing the piano.
That's pretty.
Imagine him.
I'll fly away.
I'm just sitting around just laughing.
I'm flying gay. That's the wrong song.
Yeah.
It's Alan Jackson.
Oh, I know.
Some dummy's like, who's this?
Who was that?
Who is that?
Why?
Don't play.
In the morning.
This right here is crazy talk. Remember the big Rise Guys Morning Show? I already said that. The big thing, oh no, who's going to get Friends? Oh, who's going to get The Office? That's really who's going to run things.
Yep.
And then Stranger Things became this great phenomenon that, I read something the other day. They had, next to The Office, Stranger Things, according to it wasn't Hot Topic, but one of those type stores. I can't remember. But it said that number two TV show with the most merchandise was Stranger Things. Okay?
Oh, yeah. I got some.
So what do you have?
I got a dusty pop vinyl. Dusty Bun.
Oh.
I love it.
I'll talk
man.
To
it's
cleaning people and have them take care of that.
I don't know.
Really? Dusty
Bun. Just run a couple feathers over it. Feather duster. and then when that show became more popular, Stranger Things, some of the kid actors on there, some kid actors, they, said, oh, we want to get more money. And then that whole thing. Listen to this. Nielsen, they do ratings.
Yep.
Television, for radio, and appliance sales. I don't know if you know that or not.
I didn't know that.
And that's no joke. That came up in an article I was reading the other day. And it said, it was talking about how many appliances aren't selling right now, and this and that, and it said numbers according to Nielsen Appliance, and they do that. So anyway,
do too much.
Nielsen said that you may believe this, you may not. Season two of Stranger Things, which according to the numbers is the highest, most viewed season.
Okay.
Nielsen says that nearly 19 million people watched another show or another thing on Netflix more than Stranger Things.
Wow. That's, I mean,
any guesses on that?
No, we don't know.
Just a single guess? Anything.
Altered Carbon?
Never heard of it.
I don't really know what it is.
McMillions is on HBO.
Yeah.
That's true.
Make
a Murder? How to Make One?
Yeah, that was good.
No, it's not that one.
I don't know.
It's a man by the name of Joe Exotic.
Oh, I thought so.
Show by the name of Tiger King.
Come on, man. Really?
19 million people. Netflix confirmed it and says now they put Tiger King right there with Stranger Things.
Now, if you're Netflix, that's pretty, I mean, it's financially disappointing, right? Because you can't capitalize on it. Maybe you'll get some new subscribers, but.
Well, it didn't cost, you know the way that stuff works. Like, that didn't cost them anything. I mean, it cost them money, but very little money. Yeah. Like, documentaries, the company that buys them make the money. The documentarians, they put hours and hours and hours into that stuff, and they probably break even. But they love making them so much, you know, and they're great. I love them. I can watch a documentary about anything.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I can watch the show with, I'm blanking out right now, Mike, Dirty Jobs.
Oh, yeah.
I can watch How It's Made. Yeah, things that I don't even give a damn about. I want to see how they make a clarinet in London. Show me.
Can we play the song again?
Please.
Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't figure I would see the light of day again, but after making that big announcement that Netflix puts Tiger King up there with The Office and Stranger Things now, hell yeah. It's catchy. I tell you, the tune is great.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody should option the tune and just make the lyrics. But this is the good version, though.
Until all the P1s.
AP1.
To drink their Pilsner.
It's crushable.
Tell them that the Rise Guys will always be here.
Three of us.
Anywhere in Greenville.
Spartanburg Anderson.
Stuck inside your home.
What's up?
You can hear the saviors of morning radio.
Truer than ever.
Cause I saw a Rise Guy, now I understand. I saw a tiger in the tiger's madman.
I mean, it's funny.
For 2 weeks, the number one most watched show on Netflix.
I mean, there are a lot of people capitalizing on the show, especially people in the show.
And the people that get, Big Brown, well, we talked about that last week. Big Brown sent me a link to eBay where people, remember in the docuseries, he made condoms, Tiger King did when he was running for president, and they were selling for $500.
Goodness.
And he can't get any of this money, Joe Exotic.
Well, the way they're having a shortage on rubbers right now, maybe that's just what going rates are for regular rubbers. Magnums are $1,000 each.
So what happens when you get a little bit of notoriety and you want to make some money? Where do you go? What's the one place you can go?
Influencing. You're an influencer.
Well, kind of.
Reality show.
It's minimal work.
Minimal work. Morning radio. What is it?
Cameo.
Oh,
yeah.
People will pay you.
Cameo, where you can go and get, I've been trying to get Fat Boy to get it, where you can pay famous and infamous people to record happy birthday videos and hellos and video shout outs.
I don't know if Cameo goes out and recruits some of these people, but I browse it from time to time because, you know, I guess mainly to see if Brett Favre messes up again.
What happened with Brett Favre? Remind me of that.
Well, he did a shout-out once to some white supremacist group, but he didn't know that's who they were.
Oh, he thought they just sold brooms or something?
Oh, just my goodness. Whatever.
Okay.
Most of everybody on Tiger King is on Cameo.
Okay. Not well. Okay. Joe Exotic's not.
He's not.
Okay. Maldonado's not.
No, unfortunately.
Carol's first husband's not.
Nope.
Carol's second husband's not.
Nope. I don't even think she is.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Carol's second husband. I'm down here under the septic tank. Do me a favor. Alert authorities about that.
Right.
Carol says that if she buried me alive, she didn't really kill me. So if you can...
Oh, goodness.
I know the coronavirus is going on. I can actually hear the alarms down here. But if you could... it really stinks. It smells like mold and road. So if you could get me out of here.
It's loud in Costa Rica.
So, okay.
You want to guess kind of...
I'll start from the... is Carol freaking Baskins on there?
Carol is not
okay,
on Carol.
I was about to say, that would be beneath her. She does all the hellos to the cool cats and kittens for free on her vlog.
That's her YouTube channel that's so big.
I would say three main characters are on here, and the rest are supporting.
Huh.
Because there's less than 10 overall.
All right, just Paige and I will try to guess
how
much these folks are charging. Now, a portion of it goes back to Cameo. I think it's... 15%, 20%, but regardless.
Oh, wow.
We're going off the price to get a video shout out on Cameo from Tiger King cast members.
Ooh,
okay, we're gonna hit the main ones.
Okay, let me guess one.
You and I both are going to compete.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you who's on here, then you guess the price.
Okay.
Doc Annell is on Cameo. Bhagavan Annell, or however you say his
Bhagavan.
Name. Bhagavan Annell.
Does he do it with like a tiger? Is he on top of the elephant doing the cameo? Is he laying?
Chimpanzee's birthday party?
Is he laying in his harem with those ladies that he's brainwashed?
He does all of his beside a huge elephant.
Okay.
That's the one he rides. Okay.
You know, they've been together, Paige, for 22 years, he and that elephant. I will say that... that guy does. He's not hurting for money. It costs $300 just to go to Myrtle Beach Safari, baseline price per person.
Goodness.
Yeah. So I will say that Doc Annell is. Give me a baseline of what the average person would charge.
As far as these guys,
what does Brett Favre charge for his?
$500.
Okay, so $500 for Brett Favre. I will say Doc Annell, in his mind, he probably charges $200. Paige,
I'll say $100.
Doc Annell, $250.
Goodness gracious.
Now, some of his go for a little bit, a couple minutes to, you know, 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a time limit.
Can you, like, tell, like, pretty much, like, lay out what you want him to say?
Yeah. I know you got to, you know, type it up, and I don't know how much vetting they do checking it out.
You think I could get him to do a spot for the beard oil? I mean, he's got a soul patch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Soul patch oil. That's my next venture.
He definitely would. A controversial character in the show.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah, I know. Jeff Lowe is on Cameo.
Yes.
A lot of people don't like Jeff Lowe.
Jeff Lowe.
See the villain.
Do we know a confirmation about the next episode?
I think they're working on it, but I have not seen a release date yet.
Okay. Jeff Lowe, the guy wears Affliction in Oakley. That's the best. That's the way I describe him when somebody says, "Which one's wears the Affliction shirt and the Oakley headband?"
He's got to find that habit too.
Right. They all have habits.
Yep.
Paige, you go first. Ladies first.
I'll say $300.
$300 for Jeff Lowe. I'm gonna say you get Jeff Lowe for $150.
You are exactly right. $150 for Jeff Lowe.
Wow. I wonder who was on there first, and then the other cast member says, "Oh, I'm in this way more than the girl missing her arm."
Well, we got time to guess one more, but I'll tell you the girl missing her arm. She's on here, Kelsey.
Yeah,
$75.
Will she put a hand puppet on her potato elbow and talk to me?
Joshua Dial, the campaign manager,
who
was the Walmart employee who sold Joe Exotic a gun, and that's how he got his job as his campaign manager.
Yes.
$70.
Why though?
Yeah, you should be probably 10.
Like he should be wearing a shirt that says Tiger King just so everybody sees. Oh, it's that guy. Oh, it's that guy.
The ex-husband, now straight, now with a daughter, John Finley, now with a full mouth full of teeth.
Yeah.
He's on Cameo. Guess John Finley.
John Finley. He was one of the husbands. So that's some notoriety there.
He was one of the big three.
Yeah.
He was.
Did he convert? Did Joey Exotic convert him like he did Maldonado?
Oh,
he did.
Yeah, but you know,
he's a survivor.
He fooled around with a lot of the women on the property, not just that one.
They never said though if Travis and John were mixing it up too. Or if they just let Joe service them both.
I always heard that once you go crack, you never go back, but I guess not. I'm going to guess. Because that is notoriety. So Doc Annell was 250. I'm going to say Matt, he's going to match up to Doc Annell. 250. Paige, what do you say?
200.
John Finley's more economical, $85.
Hey.
You get a shout out.
Wow.
But you know what, though? I would pay more if he was still missing all his teeth and he was sitting there shirtless with his bad Batista tattoos. Are his nipples still pierced? Do we know that?
Well, he does a lot of his in his chair with his shirt on. And from what I can tell, his longest cameo is 35 seconds.
Well, forget that.
Oh, my God.
We need some.
How much is it to get a boomerang from him?
I don't know. Doc Annell will give you, at least a minute.
Yeah, do a boomerang and you're just waving back and forth. It's $15.
I think this depends on what you want him to say, right? Like how much you type in.
Yeah.
So, say hey to Doug and Pickens. It's going to be like 10 seconds.
Yeah. So no one from the big cat rescue side.
No.
Not even the Prince Charles husband.
No, Carol. Could you imagine what Carol would get if she was on Cameo?
Yes. Hey, you cats and
kittens. Hey, can you confess? $100 to confess.
She's coming out with a new book called If I Buried My Husband Under a Septic Tank. A lot of people are going to be enjoying that.
Meat grinder's too small.
So maybe next week we will get Tiger King, new episode.
Hopefully.
If all the rumors swirling around match up, next week could be a pretty fun week.
Mm-hmm. What about the porn parody? You going to wait on that?
Ooh, what's that called?
Well, I haven't done it yet. I mean, Rob Lowe's doing something,
you
too.
Deep search it. There's already corona porn. I mean, coronavirus porn. I mean, you showed me, Fat Boy. They're just doing it, Paige, like normal, but they're wearing surgical masks. Big deal.
Oh, that's kind of kinky, though.
Yeah.
People are into that.
Sucks for Fat Boy, though, because he's like smoking porn, and they can't do that with the mask.
I'm going to show him the straight ones next.
Do us a favor if you're listening to us live. If you're listening to this later, it'll still be there, because when you do Facebook Live, it stays up. So go to facebook.com/riseguys. When we come back, we'll be live streaming a all-new, I'm going to save my energy. Now I'm not Facebook fussing. Next.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Hello, Golden Doodle.
Nine.
Sorry, guys.
Paige.
On the seated bun.
And Fat Boy.
Tremendous volume. Fat idiot.
93.3 The Planet. Rise.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you are about to hear is real. It's damn real. These are real Facebook arguments, screenshot and sent in anonymously by you, the P1s, to our email address, which is theriseguys@aol.com. I will remind you that names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook Fussing. We're live. I understand there's some technical difficulties on the regular radio, the typical radio.
Yep.
But Fat Boy talked to David Letterman a moment ago.
He did.
Yeah. Well, one of our engineers, I think, looks like David Letterman. And he told him that there's some issues they're working on. So the live stream works, radio.com, app, all that stuff. Or, again, facebook.com/riseguys, which... we're now broadcasting live on.
Hell yeah.
Hello, everybody.
That radio.com app's free.
It is free of charge. It
costs nothing.
Yeah, and you can go on there and listen to, I think, over 1,000 previous episodes. Man, I thought about it last night in the shower. I was like, what is the question of the week going to be? So, question of the week. This will be fun for those that are watching this live and will watch it later on. Off the top of your head, without looking... how many rolls of toilet paper do you have in your house right now?
Oh, that's good.
Be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, if you were, thought to buy a bunch of it, I understand you don't want to say that.
Yeah.
But just, I know on the top of my head.
I do, too.
How many?
Five.
I don't have five.
How many do you have?
I have two.
Now, this question is like asking somebody, how much money do you make? Or who'd you vote for?
That's no.
During these times.
During these trying times? Okay. If you're feeling bold and ballsy, off the top of your head, how many rolls of toilet paper are in your home right now? And I think that's something everybody knows. It's like, you know how many drinks you got left at the house.
Right.
I know that I need to get sweet and sour mix. I do.
What about the liquor? You good on liquor?
I'm good on liquor. I may eventually be just mixing Kool-Aid with stuff. I don't get sweet and sour mix.
There you go.
So thanks to everyone that is up and Adam and watching this. Scene one, playing the role of Jeannie will be freaking me. Playing the role of Jesse will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Daryl obviously will be Paige.
Of course.
And playing the role of Liv will be Fat Boy. Double roll. And action. Jeannie posts a picture of a box of disposable protective masks. Attention. The blank mart in 6 Mile has maskuses for $2 a piece. But there's a 3 limit per customer, so you can't go buy them all. We also have bread and produce, by the way. Y'all have a good day.
Wow. $2 for a mask? If they had a heart, they'd give them away to the elderly for free. Price gouging at its finest, if you ask me.
Well, it's a store, same as Amazon, Walmart, or Inglaze, or I don't know, anywhere store people get them at. If you are mad because they need to charge for a mask that they are paying for out of their pocket to try to run their business, then you should have just kept your comment to yourself. It's a choice if you want to buy it, and you don't definitely have to.
Let me tell you. Hospitals aren't giving these out for free, and if we get corona, then they definitely gonna give us a ridiculous bill we gotta pay for. Me knowing the owners like I do, they would give you a mask if you were in desperate need, but they gotta make money here.
Wow, rude. Excuse me. You can get offended all you want to. I'm mad as hell that people are trying to make money off a bad situation, so you can call it what you want. But this price gouging, plain and simple. Hospitals aren't standing with their hands out asking for money. If you need a mask, they get you a mask. I know, because I work in a hospital.
No, no, no. Your point was, quote, if they had a heart, end quote. That's what you said. Well, if you had a heart and a brain, you'd realize they're just trying to run their business, which was already slow. Don't you want to buy the mask? Fine, don't. Buy the gas and the bread and help them support their family, because $2 don't mean blank to Amazon. Don't you ever call me rude on my post, since you are the first one that made the comment.
You know what? I stand by it. It sickens me that people care more about making money off others in this time of need instead of helping each other out. I could understand 75 cents or a dollar for a mask, but two? That's damn ridiculous. Jeannie, you better watch the way you talk to somebody's mama with that attitude of yours. Everybody hyping you up on here, but I'll go crazy over my mama, and trust me, you don't want to know. You should learn some respect, you dumb twit. My mama's working 12 hours a day in this godforsaken condition. Get your attitude and your ass in check before I roll up on you. Believe that.
First off, nobody's on here, quote, hyping me up, end quote, little girl. Second, I shared my post. I shared a post of a local family business that was selling maskuses for a fair price so they can get them some money and feed their families. And for your information, she's probably only making, I don't know, about 35 cents of profit per mask that she sells in that store of hers. Your mom came out of nowhere with a bunch of disrespect on my Facebook page, so I'm going to defend it. Your mom should have kept her damn comments her damn self.
Yeah, don't call me a little girl. I'm pretty sure I'm 2 times your size, and I'd never come to your mama with that respect. So take a damn chill pill real quick. Besides that, I go to that store all the damn time, and they got $60 off me last night. And I always go in to buy something when I get gas. There were 7 other cars there when I was, you do the math. They ain't hurting like you think they are. They eating just fine. Yeah, Jeannie, if you post on Facebook, you need to get ready to accept other people's opinions. You made it personal. It's on you. I unfriended you anyway, because of all this. So whatever, it is what it is.
Well, good riddance to you and your kid.
Y'all, I went to the store and they sold out of them damn masks. She said because of Facebook, she had people in and out of there. She did say she's going to get more on Saturday, though.
Insane.
I mean, I don't think that's too bad, right? $2 for a mask?
I could just for the regular like hospital mask.
Yeah, yes, the regular one that's got this.
I don't know what the regular cost was. I've never bought them before.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Well, I mean, normally what would they cost?
A few bucks a box, maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, probably.
I've heard of restaurants that was selling like paper goods and stuff because they're not open and they're not. Maybe some of them were not able to do curbside. Yeah. Or maybe they are able to do curbside, and they got all this stuff that they got to pay their vendors and stuff, so they sell what they got to sell.
Got to make some money.
Do what they want to do, the Adams Family. We're on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Hello, everyone. How many rolls of toilet paper do you have? One person commented 3, and now they're down to 2, so we know where you're listening in the house.
Uh-oh.
Scene 2, Facebook fussing. Playing the role of Greg with 2 G's will be freaking me. Playing the role of, is it Liza or Liza? Which one do you want to be, Paige? Liza or Liza? L-I-Z-A.
I want to be Liza.
Paige will be
Sexy Liza.
Liza.
Sexy Liza.
You're an R&D away from being a salamander. And playing the, so Greg with 2 G's, me, Liza will be Paige, and playing the role of, Fat Boy, you want to be Joel or Joel?
Let me be Joel.
Joel. All right. Greg, me, Liza, Paige. And Joel Fatboy. And action. Something good came from all this stay-at-home talk. Guys, we finally had time to just sit and think, you know? And, well, something amazing happened.
I know, right? All my friends that aren't working are either redecorating their apartments or worse, watching Tiger Kong again. I'm all like, go outside, pause, and just breathe. We're a very social distracted society right now, you know.
Liza, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Red circle with a line through it emoji, cell phone emoji, check mark emoji, sunshine emoji.
I hate it when people make posts like this and just beg for someone to ask. 3 comments in and you haven't even said what amazing thing happened.
LOL. Well, I got your attention, huh? You want me to, I don't know, say it now or wait for the big announcement? Hashtag big things happening soon. Hashtag this is my time.
I mean, not really. I've worked 14 hours without a break and I could care less, but I'm bored and pretending to take a dump for the last 23 minutes of my shift.
Screw off, Joel. Middle finger emoji. Now, Greg, I'll break the seal. What amazing, great, incredible thing happened being stuck at home?
It's Tiger King, you big goof. Tiger King. You said Tiger Kong. Tiger head emoji. My mind is blown face emoji.
Exactly. I don't have time to sit on my ass watching tripe that's on the web. Anyway, Greg, please tell me the incredible announcement.
Well, I guess the cat's out of the bag, huh? It's like this. I was sitting outside doing some deep thinking and it hit me like a ton of bricks. I wasn't really thinking about one particular thing. It just popped into my head.
What then?
Well, if it's okay with everybody in the band, and we're waiting to hear back from Stetson. You know, he now lives off the grid now, you know. So once he returns my letter that I wrote him and agrees to it, well, we finally have a name for the band.
Oh, my. That's so good. I'm so glad to hear it. I know. You said, worry about the music and the name of the band will come. I thought that's a bold move. Well, what is it?
Sun Gaze.
I love, love, love it. Every different color heart emoji available. She posts.
What was it? Sun Gaze? LOL.
Rude and offensive. Hello.
Never mind him, Liza. Joel, actually, sun gazing is, well, it's what I was doing when the band name hit me. Sun gaze. Laying on my back, just looking up and gazing at that sun.
Block this idiot, Greg.
Well, yeah, okay, but when people say the name sun gaze, it will sound like hey, man, you want to go see some gays tonight?
Look, Liza, don't worry about it. He's fine. And Joel, I appreciate the constructive criticism, I guess.
Yeah, and you know people will misspell it, and bars would spell it wrong on their Facebook, like, hey, this Friday night, come see the Sons of Gays.
Now, that is true, Greg. Your dad would be pissed.
Insane.
Let's see some gays.
I hope that translates well on the radio. Sun, S-U-N, and then gays, G-A-Z-E, like gays net the sun.
Mm-hmm. That was great.
Not Sons of Gays or some gays. Just to remind everybody. All right. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. We are live on there doing a all-new edition of Facebook Fuss and Scene 3. Playing the role of Debbie and Tim Bridwell. One of those accounts. Playing the role of Debbie and Tim Bridwell will be freaking me. Playing the role of the narrator will be Paige. Playing the role of Dawn, D-A-W-N, will be Fatboy. And also playing the role of Martin will be Fatboy. And action. Surely, I'm not the only one who is sick and darn tired of being cooped up already. This sucks, with three X's. Being up each other's butts.
2 hours later.
The F is wrong with y'all. Not a peep from not a soul. Oh, I'm sorry. We're working from home and you don't have to go to work or kiss my ass. Take your pick, you bunch of butts. Whole lot of you.
What's with the dude?
Dawn, I was just pissed and I was looking for a friend to vent to. And 2 hours later, it just said it here with nary a comment or a like. And I was like, WTF.
Well, reread your status. Links Debbie and Tim Bridwell to the status that started with the same thread.
Whoa, this is like Facebook inception. You just linked me to my own Facebook status? What gives?
You said, and I quote, "Surely, I'm not the only one is sick and darn tired of being cooped up already. This sucks being up each other's butts. I don't know with Shirley, and I'm Dawn."
I know who you are, jeez. Just take your Ativan already, did you? Yay or nah?
Dawn texts Debbie and Tim Bridwell. "Yes, I did. Thanks for telling the world I take Ativans."
"Well, no one but you's commenting. Sorry."
"Yeah, whatever. So I just realized that you misspelled Shirley, S-U-R-E-L-Y. You spelt it S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, like the woman's name."
"Okay, grammar nazy. I can tell that you ain't took your nerve pills because you being a straight-up bitch."
"You know, why don't you blank my ass?"
"No, but I'll kick it."
"Well, I hope you don't get your stimulus check."
"Well, I hope you lose your other three teeth."
"What are you going to stuff your bra with since you can't fight toilet paper?"
"What are you going to do when I wipe my ass with your corona mask?"
"You would not."
"I sure would."
"I'm sorry I bothered to even comment."
"I wish you hadn't."
"I'm glad you're tortured being stuck at home together." "You know, I didn't respond because, I didn't know who said it, Debbie or Tim Bridwell. You know, because you have a shared account, LOL."
"Who the blank are you, Martin? Some dickhead trolling my book?"
Dawn tags Debbie and Tim. "Dude, Martin is my balls."
"What?"
"Autocorrect. I mean, Martin is my boss."
"Oh.
No worries, Debbie and Tim Bridwell. I'll have to wonder why you couples have shared accounts." "It's because the TM of Debbie and Tim Bridwell cheated on the Debbie and Tim Bridwell. She made him delete this."
"Why would you say that? Sure, it's true, but you a bitch for broadcasting it on my book."
"Everybody knows. Besides, you called my boss a dick H. You trying to get me fired?"
"Well, I will now," tags Martin. "Martin, did you know Dawn eats a lot of Ativans without a prescription?"
"Yeah, I sell them to her."
Insane.
You got to throw out there, you selling them.
That's fun. There was that one scene there. "Well, why don't you blank my ass?" "No, but I'll kick it." Grammar nazy.
"What are you going to stuff in your bra?"
I'm gonna wipe with your corona mask. Folks, I'd love to tell you that we made these up, but sadly, it's a true reflection of Facebook. What you just heard was real. Those were real Facebook arguments screenshot by you, the P1s, sent in anonymously, of course, to the riseguys@AOL.com. Names have been changed, though, to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
That was a coronavirus edition of Facebook Fussin'.
Working from home, quarantined, locked up.
fed up?
You know, it's only been a little while, but it feels like an eternity.
Well, then get your Planet Fix, because your smart speaker is always ready to rock, and you don't even have to touch it. Just say play 93.3 The Planet, and you get the Rise Guys Morning Show, plus 93-minute rock blocks, so you can thrive and survive.
If I have to watch Frozen one more time with the kids, I'm going to kill myself.
93.3 The Planet Rock!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.